Bonjour et bienvenue. This is Real French with me, your host, Bomoyo Basso, a Francophile who is simply obsessed with sharing his love for the French language to make sure you learn French the right way. So join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we discuss all things French, going from grammar rules to general learning tips to materials for you to make sure you learn French and keep it as part of your daily routine. So to make sure you don't miss out on any of that, make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast app now to never miss an episode. Bonjour, bonsoir, j'espère que vous allez tous très très bien. I'm very happy to be recording this episode. To be honest with you, I had already recorded this first episode, but then I had to do it again because I wasn't completely satisfied with the first take. And so this is the second take, and hopefully this is better. Hopefully you prefer, well, you didn't hear the first one, but hopefully you like this one, and hopefully it helps your French learning experience. If you've liked me so far, if you've been like, hey, this guy sounds pretty cool, I think I'm going to like his future episodes, then you should definitely hit the subscribe button on whatever listening platform you're using, be that Google Podcasts, be that Anchor, be that Pocket Cast, be that Spotify, be that, I think I've said Spotify before. Anyway, be that whatever podcast listening platform you're using, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, please follow the Instagram page at Real French, at underscore Real French. There you can ask me questions. You can ask me questions in my DM. I wouldn't mind a follow as well. And why I'm telling you to follow that page is because I post much more regularly there. On a daily basis on my story and on my page, I post 3 times a week. I recently did a live as well where I responded to some questions, so you could also check that out. I think it's pretty cool. It's not the best live in the world. It was not the best live in the world because a lot of things happened. The quality wasn't the best, but I always prefer the content. I always prefer the content. I think the content in that episode might be quite useful to you, in that live rather, might be quite useful to you. So probably you could pause this one and check that out, or you could do that after listening to the podcast. It's completely how you like. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about habits. We're going to be talking about the power of habits. And I felt like this was an extremely important topic to bring up, especially for a first episode. Why do I say that? Well, because I feel like the key, if you like, to learning a language or to learning anything, but here we're going to be talking about learning a language and about learning French specifically. So I'm going to say the key to learning French for me and what I've found out in my 2.5 years of learning so far, 2.5 years of very active learning so far, is that habits and creating habits and sticking to them is what is going to change you, is what is going to make you different, is what is going to make you stand out from that other person who is also learning the language, from that other person who is also quote-unquote interested in learning the language. It's the habits, it's the power of making and sticking to good habits. That's what's going to make the difference, and that's what we're going to try to look at today. Okay, I'll be honest, I don't have a script, so this is just like a conversation between me and you, you know. And I don't ever try to seem like I'm perfect. I'm not. I'm a very young guy. I'm still learning. I learn every single day. But this podcast is basically just to share, okay, to share what I have found to be useful for me in my personal experience. That's why I created Real French, to expose you to what I feel is real content, in quotes, real ways of actually learning French and actually getting results. That's what this podcast is about. I sound like I'm giving a manifesto now. But yeah, I just wanted to make that clear, because sometimes you listen to some podcasts, and I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time. But sometimes you do get the sense of the person talking to you like The person is in a much, much higher position, and so you can't really, and you feel really low, and so you can't just make that connection. And I just want to make it clear that you should never see me that way. I'm just like you. I'm just like you, and I'm sharing this because I'm just like you, and I know what you're going through. I know exactly what you need, hopefully. I know exactly what you need to hear, and I'm going to always try to give that to you here on the podcast, okay? Okay, so let's do this again. So let's talk about habits. Okay, so I just did a quick Google search because, like I said, this is a conversation. I don't want to make anything too formal or too serious. So I did a quick Google search to see the definition of a habit, okay? And it says, and I quote, "A habit is a settled," well, as a noun, "is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up." Two, okay, this other one isn't, okay, that one doesn't work, but let's take this definition again. One, "A habit is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up." If you're listening to this in the train, if you're listening to this in your room, if you have or some form of public transport, or I don't know how you're listening, hopefully. Okay, this doesn't apply to you if you're driving. But if you're not driving, and if you're not walking on the road, and you're seated, and you have your phone, or you have something you can write on, a piece of paper and a pen, then I would like you to please write down two words, okay? I would like you to please write down two words, two key words from this definition. And those words are regular. Write down regular, or you could underline it, but write down and underline if you wish. But the word regular and the phrase "especially one that is hard to give up." Especially one that is hard to give up. Habits, setting a habit and keeping to your language habits, your French learning habits, is extremely key. I can't stress that enough. Why is that so? One, because just like the definition says, it gives you regularity. It gives you regularity. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you a question, okay? I'm going to ask you a question, rather. And I want you to just reply, okay? Try to reply out loud if you can, or just reply in your head. Okay, let's have two situations. The first situation is a person who goes through grammar cards, or I don't know, grammar rules every Monday and Friday. From 9 to 10:30 a.m. every Friday, I can't remember the days I called, but every Monday and Friday, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. every Mondays and Fridays. And now let's take another person. Let's say that fellow is Mr. Jean-Pierre, okay? The first guy is Mr. Jean-Pierre. He does his grammar, his French grammar, every single Monday and Friday. He revises it religiously every Monday and Friday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And then we have Mr. Johan. Okay, Mr. Johan. And what he does is that he listens to his favorite French podcast. Okay, a podcast, because he doesn't have a very, very high level. He's not at a very, very good level. But he listens to this podcast where it's in English and it's in French. Let's say the Duolingo podcast, for example, the Duolingo French podcast. Although that has a kind of like advanced level, intermediate slash advanced level. But let's just take that as an example, okay? And he listens to that every morning. He listens to that every single morning while he's let's say probably he does house chores every single morning when he gets up, okay? And then after doing his chores, he takes a bath and then he has his breakfast. Every single day, he listens to that podcast regularly. And the first person also, Mr. Jean-Pierre, also does what he does. He's also regular, yes, but because he does it Mondays and Fridays. Now, let's compare these two people. Who do you think is probably going to advance, quote-unquote, faster or more naturally? Do you think it's a person who spends just, an hour and a half, 2 days very far apart, or the person who spends about 30 minutes plus every single day? I think you're going to go for our second person, Mr. Johan, who does his Duolingo podcast every single day, religiously, repeating. Now, I talked about regularity, but then regularity it's not enough. Regularity isn't enough. And that's why I said it's a word you need to take down. Because Mr. Jean-Pierre, c'est ton nom français, c'est ton prénom français. Mr. Jean-Pierre is also regular. He does it every Monday and every Friday. But it doesn't particularly mean that is a good language learning habit. And now I'm going to talk about individuality in habit making very, very soon. But, and also, it also depends on Mr. Jean-Pierre's goals. Maybe he's not really that into learning French. But if you're listening to this, then I assume that you're someone who really, really wants to improve and who takes this quite seriously. Now, regularity is good. Yes, a habit allows you to be regular. But then, creating a good habit is what is going to give you good regularity. And when you do that every single morning, when you have good regularity, so we're changing the definition a bit here. When you have good regularity, when you do that every single day or almost every single day, like Mr. Johan does with his Duolingo podcast, then let's say he does that for like a month, okay? At first, it's going to be very, very difficult to do that every day for a month because he has never done it before. But after, in the next month, let's say the first month is January, in February, or let's say in March, he won't be able to do his chores or eat his breakfast without that podcast because he'll feel like something is missing in him. He'll feel like something is missing in him. And that brings us to the second phrase that I wanted you to take down, which was, which was especially one that is hard to give up. He would find it very, very difficult to do his chores. It would seem so impossible for him to do his chores without listening to his Duolingo French podcast. And that is a good habit. That becomes a good habit because it has good regularity and it's difficult to give up in a good way. In a good way, because you're really killing two birds with one stone if you're doing your chores and you're practicing your French at the same time by listening to a podcast. Language learning has four main pillars. You have listening, you have reading, you have speaking, you have writing. This illustration just illustrated one. Okay, and then you'd ask me, well, Bomoyo, how am I then going to find the time to, if I'm doing that, I know I need to go to work, and then I need to read as well, and then I need to write as well. Yes, I'm aware. But then, you take it little by little. You first of all establish, because you're trying to create a habit, and a habit is created one at a time. You can't really, I wouldn't say you can't, but it's very difficult to create two habits at the same time. And one thing I tell myself, or I try to tell myself when I try to create a new habit when it comes to improving an area of my French, is that, yes, I've seen that this is a weakness and I would like to improve it. But I wasn't terrible without these habits. And if I need to implement one habit right now before I implement this other new habits that I'm trying to build, then I still wouldn't be terrible because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. So take your time. That's one thing I just want to say. Take your time to build these habits. Take it one at a time. Really one at a time. You can write down all the habits in the world you want to have at the end of this year even. But you really need to take it one at a time to make sure you create a good habit and so you stick to it and so it becomes difficult to break from it. Okay? If you try to, I don't know, if you're like me, you know, I did it once. If you're like me and then you try to listen in the morning, do your chores, exercise, eat, have breakfast. Well, that's eating, but then do this and do that and do this. You probably end up not doing any of those things. Especially, you probably end up not doing your French. Especially if it's a new habit and let's say you've been doing the other ones. But the French one is a new one, and you'd I don't know what word to use, but you're going to let it go, and then you blame the language along the line. And you say it's language, it's French. French is too difficult. We have so many rules, so many grammar rules. I can't. And it's because you probably didn't take the time to sit down and create a good habit. Okay, I hope this was useful. This was very, very. I like my podcast to be chit chat ish, and I hope this was, and I hope it woke something up in you, and gave you an idea, and also helped to tell you that hey, it's okay. It's okay if you're trying to implement so many habits. It's okay if you have so many goals you want to reach, and you know you need habits for these things because you've read this book, you've read that book, you've watched this YouTube video, you've done that. Excuse me, but it's really important to know that you don't just need to create a habit. No. You don't just need to create a habit that is regular and is difficult to give up. No. You need to create a good habit. A good habit. And a good habit requires good regularity. Good regularity at a pace that you can follow. And I said I was going to talk about individuality, and this brings me perfectly to that because it's a pace you can follow. Don't mind if he's doing 2 hours every morning. Do what you can. Do what you can. I know at a point I only had the time to listen to watch YouTube videos for 10 minutes every evening because I was preparing for exams, really big exams. But I did it regardless, and it counts. My God, does it count? So, like I said, I hope this was useful. I really don't want to make this episode longer than it needs to be. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, and also don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening app now to never miss an episode. Also, we're on Instagram. Real French is on Instagram @_realfrench, where you can follow me, get more content, and ask me any questions you like. Maybe you have questions from this episode, or you can ask me your questions, and probably in the next episode, I'll read them out and answer them on the podcast, or even make a complete new subject around it. Okay, so this was fun. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a really, really good day, and don't forget to learn French the right way. Ciao, ciao.